we were at fault, indeed has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. Somebody that knows that God has done something, indeed, lift up those hands and give God praise. Somebody that has experienced the God of Shiloh, indeed, that is riding on their covenant highways, give God thanks for the words of prophecies that has gone forth concerning you and I at Shiloh 2022. Give him praise. These are the doings of the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you thanks, O God. See what the Lord has done, O God. We thank you, Father, because indeed we are riding on our covenant highways. Father, we thank you. Somebody begin to give him thanks even as you ask for a word this evening. Say, Father, send me your word again. Send me the word that will cause my level to change. Send me that word that will bring about fulfillment of prophecies. Send me that word, oh God, that will take me to my covenant highways of life. Father, we ask for your word tonight. Send us your word and let our lives be transformed, oh God. Not of we, oh God, but of you, oh God. Let your name be glorified and praised, oh God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Somebody that is excited to be in God's presence, put those hands together for Jesus. And you may be seated. Hallelujah. Shiloh 2022 and covenant highways. Indeed, we know God did marvelous things in our midst during Shiloh. And that is why I take this opportunity to say I want to give God thanks for this grace that has been extended my way to bring his word to his people. And I thank our resident pastor for the arm of grace extended to me. And I believe that somebody will leave here blessed and transformed tonight in the name of Jesus. Shiloh indeed was a mountain of encounters. You and I, we agree to that. We saw diverse manifestation of God's act. We experienced the prophetic in abundance. We saw prophecies being unveiled, because prophecies are the unveiling of God's plan for a people, for a nation, and for individuals. And we saw that all through Shiloh 2022. When prophecy goes forth, it is God's manifested word and power that has gone forth. So when the word of prophecy is sent our way, God's power is what is sent our way. Therefore, we must understand what true prophecies are all about. The Bible speaking in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 21 to 22, it says, "And if thou say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When the prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing followeth not, nor come to pass, that thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him." Look at what the Bible is speaking in Ezekiel chapter 12, verses 25. It says, "For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall what? Come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word, and I will perform it, if saith the Lord God." Therefore, we must understand that prophecies are words from God. And if a prophet declares the word and says, "This is what God is saying," and it doesn't come to pass, the Bible is making us to understand something. It said that prophet had spoken presumptuously. So we must understand from scriptures, there are two main sources of prophecies. First, from scriptures, which is said to be the more sure word of prophecy. So we get prophecies from the word of God. The Bible speaking in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. It says, "We also, a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, that ye take heed as unto light that shineth in the dark, unto the day dawn, and the day star arises, and the day star arise in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecies came not in the old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by what? The Holy Ghost. Now Psalm 89 verses 34 makes us to understand God speaking. It says, my covenant, my prophecy, will I not break, nor utter the things that gone out of my lips. So prophecies are sure more words of God. They are more sure words of God. Secondly, this evening, I want us to just follow quickly because of time and everything as we'll be going through this so that we understand what prophecies are all about and what it takes to see prophecies fulfilled in our life. Secondly, this evening, let's understand where prophecies are from. Prophecies are sent prophets of God. So we receive prophecies from sent prophets of God. Prophets that are sent our way. That is why the Bible is speaking in Luke chapter 4, verses 25. It said, but I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine were throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, said the woman, the widow. Now in verse 27, it says, and many lepers were in Israel in time of Elias, the prophet. It says, none of them was cleansed, save Naaman the Syrian. Now in Matthew chapter 10, verses 41, it says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. I'm trying to build scriptures for us to understand what we will be talking about this evening. This is why the scripture also speaking in 2 Chronicles chapter 20:20, the Bible says, it says, believe in the Lord thy God, thou shalt be established. Believe in his prophet, thou shalt prosper. So we must understand that even from these two sources, one we said how prophecies comes our way is from the scriptures. And another thing is from sent men of God, sent prophet of God. But we need to be very, very, very careful. Not every man that claims to be a prophet is a prophet. And that is why the Bible guiding us on how to know true prophets of God in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18 verses 21 to 22 that we read earlier. It said, if a prophet speaks the word of God and it does not come to pass, it said that prophet has done what? Spoken presumptuously. It is not God that has spoken. So every word that a prophet declares and every word of prophecy that goes forth is a sure word. And if it is a sure word, it means it must come to pass. So if it doesn't come to pass, it means it is not God's word. Because every word of God stands sure. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank God we have a true prophet in the house. In the person of God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. We see the word of God, and whenever he declares the word of God, we see it come to pass. That is a man sent by God. It is therefore our responsibility to understand what it takes or what we need to do to see prophecies fulfilled in our lives. And that is why all through this month, we shall be looking at understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. Understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. And this shall be part one. Let us understand first to know what are prophecies. Because if we're talking about prophecies and how to get them fulfilled, then what are prophecies? Because what you understand will make you walk aright in what you are expecting. What you don't understand, you will not be able to fulfill it. But when you understand it, then you will be able to walk in the manifestation of what has gone forth. So what are prophecies? Number one, prophecies are not religious wishes, but they are the unfolding of divine plans of God. Remember, we started by saying that prophecies are words that are gone out to unveil the plans for God, for a nation, for a man, for his church, and as for individuals. And that is why we're seeing these as number one this evening. Saying prophecies are not religious wishes. You don't wish for them, but they are the unfolding of divine plans of God. The Bible speaking in Joshua chapter 21 verses 45. He said, then fear not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. NIV version tells us, he said, not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Everyone was what? Fulfilled. And if you see the TLV version, he said, not one good thing that Adonai, God Almighty, had promised to the house of Israel failed. He said, they all came to pass. Remember, I told us something. I said, if it is a prophecy from God, it is sure to come to pass. If it doesn't come to pass, it means it is not God's word. If it is God's word, it will sure come to pass. The Bible says the expectation of the righteous shall not be what? Cut off. So every word of God has the power and the capacity to bring it to pass. So prophecies from God has the power of God encapsulated in it to bring it to pass. So if it doesn't come to pass, it is not God's word. Praise the name of Jesus. Number two this evening we must understand is that prophecies are not predictions. We see a lot of today, we see a lot of prophets today. They look at the atmosphere. They look at what is going on. They just tell you, okay, this is what God is saying. Especially we see prophets today, like Bishop was saying during Shiloh. He said, prophet of today, you see them prophesying all in the name of money. A man, a politician comes to them and says, oh, what do you see? Oh, don't worry, you will win the election. Has God spoken it? So, prophecies are not prediction. They are God's sworn verdict. Prophecies are not prediction. They are God's sworn verdict. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 24. He said, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have taught, so shall it come to pass, and as I propose, so shall it stand. Number three, quickly this evening. Prophecy is God speaking according to what he can do, not what you can do. Prophecy is God speaking according to what he can do and not what man can do. A good example is God speaking to Abraham. We see that in Genesis chapter 22, verses 17 to 18. He said that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is upon the seashore. They shall possess the gates of their enemies, and the sea shall all the nations. He said, and thy seed shall then all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So when God was speaking to Abraham, God was not speaking under the capacity of Abraham. Because as at this time God was speaking to Abraham, Abraham had zero capacity to bring God's fulfillment to pass. So man's capacity is limited, but God's capacity is what? Limitless. So when God speaks his word, he speaks it according to his capacity, and his capacity is what? Limitless. So when God spoke to Abraham here, he was speaking under his capacity, not Abraham's capacity. But we must understand that until prophecies are received, believed, they never get fulfilled. So prophecy needs to be received. You need to believe them. Then you begin to see the manifestation. But there is what to even add to it. This reminds me of the song that says, God said it, I believe it. And what happens? That settles it. So if the prophecy has gone forth, all you need to do is to what? Receive and believe it, then it is settled. Praise the name of Jesus. Therefore, every prophetic word received and believed keeps us on the go. This is why the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 to 3 says, he said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the towers. We watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when he reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he that seeth it may what? Run with it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at that time, it shall what? Speak, it shall not lie. Though it tarry, he says, wait for it, because it will what? Surely come to pass. God is simply saying, listen, you might not look like it. It might not look like it. It might not even show forth. He said, but surely it will what? Come to pass. Because why? They are my sure words. So God is saying that it might not even look like it. The prophecies have gone forth that you'll be great. It was like Abraham. Abraham did not look like it. Abraham at 75, God was still telling him, hey, don't worry, I'll make you a great nation. I'll bring kings out of you. Abraham did not look like it, but the Bible makes us understand these were God's sure words. So prophecies are God's sure word. Another truth we must understand this evening is that every prophetic word we receive and believe, it drives away fear. When you believe the word of God and you receive it, fear is gone. Because this is the confidence that we have in Him. So when you have that confidence in Him, you know that this is what God's word says. I do not doubt it. I believe it. It is settled. It will surely come to pass. So fear is gone. Praise the name of Jesus. This is why the Bible making us to understand in Psalm 114, for reference 1 to 8 for time's sake, it says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from the people of strange land, it said Judah, which is praise, was his sanctuary. He said Israel, the dominion. He said the sword saw it and fled. Judah was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What are I thee? O thou sea that thou fledest away, O Judah, that thou was driven back. Ye mountains that skip like rams and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble thou at the presence of God. So when we say prophecies carry the power of God, and it is sure to fulfill. We're talking about understanding what that makes that prophecy comes to pass. We're talking about introducing the spirit or introducing praise to see it come to pass. Now, what does praise do? Now, we said prophecies are the power of God that has the capacity to bring what it talks about. Now, what does praise do? What does praise do in prophecy? What praise does is that it introduces God's presence into the manifested power of God. So when praise is introduced into prophecies, God's presence comes into it. And when God's presence comes into it, the manifestation of that power begins to show forth. And I see that happening to somebody in the name of Jesus. Therefore, every prophetic word carries God's power, and our praise is what activates God's presence to manifest His power in the prophetic. I take that again. Every prophetic word carries God's power, and our praise is what activates God's presence to manifest His power in the prophetic. Therefore, we must understand when we look at a good example of how praise manifested God's power to see the fulfillment of prophecy in the life of Abraham. The Bible telling us in the book of Exodus, when we look at that, Exodus chapter 15, verses 11, it says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the God, who is like unto thee, is a glorious in holiness, what? Fearful in praise, doing wonders. Therefore, every prophetic word from God that carries the prophetic, that carries the power of God, when praise is introduced, then fearful wonders begins to manifest. And I see that in us in the name of Jesus. When the prophetic word went forth in the book of Genesis chapter 17, verses 4 to 8, concerning Abraham, God made a covenant with Abraham in Genesis 17. For time's sake, we'll not be able to read the whole thing. Now, God made a covenant with Abraham and said, in blessing, I will bless thee. I will multiply thee. I want us to understand something. Abraham, like I said, was already 75 years old. He was way past the age of childbearing. Now, God came again in Genesis 18 to confirm His word to Abraham. This is why He said in Genesis chapter 18, verses 9 to 14, He said, and they said unto him, where is Sarah? Now God is coming back to remind Abraham of His promises. He said, now where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. Now the Bible says, Sarah heard this and she laughed. You know, there's this popular song in every Nigerian skit that you see now that will say, you dey whine me. So it's like Sarah was saying, God, are you whining me right now? You understand? It's like that's what Sarah was trying to say. And so Sarah laughed. If we were in that shoes, I'm sure a lot of us would do worse. Because Abraham was already 90 at this time. So how was it possible? So Sarah said, will I find pleasure with Abraham as he's tricking in age? It is not possible. So God, are you playing with me right now? But the Bible says something that we must understand. Abraham understood the power, and Abraham understood the secret of praise. So Abraham had to introduce praise. In Romans chapter 4, verses 17, verse 2 to 20, he said, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who believed, even God who connected the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope. So everything looked impossible concerning Abraham's life. He said, who against hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Now look at what the Bible tells us in verse 20. He said, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory, giving praise. So Abraham had to introduce praise to the prophetic to see it manifest. So as we introduce praise to the prophetic concerning every word that has gone forth in our lives in Shiloh, I see it all coming to pass in the name of Jesus. God will always fulfill his word in the midst of praise. So God's word was made manifest and fulfilled in the life of Sarah when Abraham gave God praise. This is why we must understand how vital it is that when we give God praise, that everything concerning our life starts to take place. When we give God praise, everything, every prophetic word that has gone forth concerning our lives starts to take place. So I see God, somebody giving God praise tonight in the name of Jesus. Finally, this evening, as we begin to round up, let's understand that we must remain strong in faith. We must remain strong in faith. The Bible says Abraham remained strong in faith, giving glory to God. Because let me make us understand something tonight. Faith without praise will not yield any result. And praise without faith will not yield any result. So they go hand in hand to see the fulfillment of prophecy fulfilled in our life. And I see that happening to us in the name of Jesus. The truth is that we must understand that God will not do anything for any man that is in a depressed state. I said something earlier. I said it might not look like it. It might not even show forth. It doesn't look like anything has happened. You said I came for Shiloh all through 2022. Oh, what is still going on now? But God is saying, hey, stand still. All I require from you at this moment is to give me praise. Because my word is what? A sure word. And it will surely come to pass. Somebody that knows that God's sure word will remain manifest in their life this evening, rise up on your feet as you begin to give God quality praise tonight. Giving thanks, giving thanks, giving thanks. Because God's word is a sure word. And if you want to see that prophecy fulfilled in your life, you need to give him thanks. Give him thanks tonight. Father, we thank you. One thing we must understand tonight is that God will never accept the praise of a man that is not saved. Therefore, if there is anyone, all heads bowed and all eyes closed, if there's anyone here tonight, both on ground and online, and you know you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or peradventure you've walked away from him, you've lost touch with him, this is an opportunity. If you know you're that kind of person, why don't you put your right hand on your chest tonight as I say this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you tonight. Father, I come and I say, come into my life. Cleanse me from every dead works. I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I'm sorry that I walked away from you. Come into my life, purge me, cleanse, and make me whole, that your name and your name only be glorified. I declare and I decide today that I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Help me to walk this walk of faith, and let your name be praised and glorified in the name of Jesus. If you know you said that prayer, just indicate, you can send a message. I'm sure the numbers will be displayed online. As you send that message, we'll be glad to walk with you in this walk of faith to the journey of life. And we know that you'll be established in the faith. Praise the name of Jesus. Why don't we raise our hands one more time and give God praise again for his word. Say, Father, I thank you. I give you praise. Thank you, God, because every prophetic word that has gone concerning my life, I see them being made manifest. Every prophetic word, every prophetic word. Remember, for the prophetic to be made manifest, we need to give God praise. Therefore, give him praise. Give him praise. Say, Father, thank you, because every prophetic word that has gone forth, they are your sure word, and I see them being made manifest in my life. Thank you, Father. To you alone be all the glory. I am coming back with my testimony. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Put those hands together for Jesus with joy as we make welcome God's servant, our associate pastor.